Hello friends, welcome to the Healing Womb. We gather here typically every other week in support of one another with loving kindness and compassion in our meditation healing circle. Who are our womb mates? Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. If you're new to the Healing Womb and would like me to add your name into our circle, please send me an email and I'll happily include you. While for many, this is a season of joy, celebrations of light with family and friends, for some, the expectation that we're supposed to feel joy and light-filled may just be a burden because it's not authentic for us. Neither way is right or wrong, simply what is. In our practice, I'd like to honor exactly what each of us is feeling right now, moment by moment, breath by breath, without self-judgment, by simply sitting in darkness. In the dark, we can be present to what arises, the thoughts, the sensations, the emotions. Just as they are, just as we are, witnessing what comes and witnessing what goes. Nature is a great teacher. The seasons show us that darkness is an integral part of life, that sometimes we need to dwell beneath the velvet cloak of the dark. This requires compassion, courage, patience, loving kindness. Much like a seed buried beneath layers of soil, moldering leaves, perhaps ice and snow, we too enter darkness, not knowing what will emerge. We sit with a certain kind of faith, staying with this breath. We trust another will follow, and that while we're in our circle, we're safe, and like the womb of Earth herself, there will be nourishment, sustenance right here, right now, aligned with the rhythm of nature, authentically awake to what is present in our own inner darkness. If you happen to have a blanket, towel, or shawl handy, you may choose to drape that over your face to decrease the ambient light around you and enhance the sense of darkness more fully. While this is not necessary, it may be helpful. It's up to you. Now, with something draped over your face or not, lengthen your spine. Draw your shoulders up and back and down, opening your chest so that your breath is able to flow with ease. Close your eyes completely and notice where you sense your breath. Perhaps you feel it as you inhale through your nostrils, maybe in the back of your throat, your chest as it rises and falls, your belly expanding, contracting. This is a place you'll return to anytime you find that your mind is wandering off into a story, or a strong emotion or sensation rises up and takes your focus away from the experience of darkness throughout our bodies, our minds, our hearts. And when we come to the end of our practice, I'll ring a chime and share a poem to bring closure to our sacred time together. For now, let's just sit. This poem was written just about this time of year, on a night of a new moon. Gazing out the window into black, pierced by distant clusters of twinkling lights, huddled, discreet, not blazing, not glaring, respectful of the secret sacredness darkness provides. Our eyes adjust as we turn away, now toward intimacy, facing fears, frailty, searching for familiar, for known, safe within the sanctuary darkness provides. So I ask you, what is the blessing harbored in a mysterious, moonless winter night? And I tell you, discovering that our own holy interior light has been beaming all along in this body, this refuge. Yes, darkness provides. We'll meet again after the new year begins, on Friday, January 11th. Until then, may we all be blessed with peace.